Granite School District is attempting to combat vaping and e-cigarette use in a creative way through student-produced videos. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
The videos were submitted as part of a district-wide contest. Students were encouraged to produce minute-long videos that showed the dangers of vaping and how to resist peer pressure. Here's what took first place.
What is that?
It's a vape wand. You want to try?
The students are in an empty parking structure. The vape dealer is hooded, ominous looking. And then there's an abrupt cut to a talking purple puppet.
Whoa, 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 wait. Before you decide to try it, think about what I'm about to tell you.
The puppet describes how vaping affects the brain, increases hyperactivity, and causes respiratory problems. All of this depicted with stop motion on screen. A clay brain, paper lungs, pipe cleaner arrows.
So that's the wonderful creativity that we have from our students.
That's Paul Edmonds. He's in charge of drug prevention for Granite. And he says that according to statewide surveys, vaping has increased dramatically in the past few years.
E-cigarette use went from, in 2011, from about 6% overall to about 22% overall in 2015.
That's an increase of 16% among 6th through 12th graders. And along with this data, Edmonds says this is a growing concern at schools. More students are being caught vaping on campuses. But Edmonds plans to help turn that around, and he's hopeful.
The hope comes because we see the kids who send in videos like this, the kids who say, hey, you know what, I'll stand up and I'll say, hey, this isn't okay.
The videos will be used as part of new district training. The idea being that while some students might tune out advice from an adult, it's harder to do when it's coming from your peers. Lee Hale, KUER News.